Tony Jordan. Tony, I appreciate you acknowledging that we may, in the short term, need to increase the supply. But as I think you know by now, I am firmly committed to reducing the reliance on single-occupant vehicles. But we need to be increasing public transit, bicycle, walking, other options alongside, I guess, making driving your own car less appealing. So thank you for your support in that area. I'd also like to thank staff, Chris Arms, Dave Benson, Scott Cohen, Antonina Pattis, and Colleen Mosler, and Catherine Doherty Chapman from PBOT, as well as Rick Williams and Owen Runkelly from Rick Williams Consulting. This is an important step in PBOT's efforts to actively and effectively manage parking in our close-in neighborhoods. I look forward to bringing more neighborhoods and innovative ideas to council in the months to come. I vote aye.
Wheeler.
First of all, I want to yield some time to Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. One of the disadvantages of speaking first is that then everybody else reminds you of what you should have said, so I appreciate that. Because there's one extremely important person that needs to be recognized, and that is Mayor Sam Adams, because the Northwest Parking District would not have happened without Sam Adams in December of 2012. It was a very close vote and a lot of community concern and a lot of people who said this is totally not going to work and doom and disaster. So I did feel it's important to acknowledge Mayor Sam Adams.
I think that's excellent, and I assume that Sam watches each and every one of these. So, Sam, it's good to hear from you, and thank you for that acknowledgement. Understanding that there's a lot of history that goes into this, there was a very intentional effort here over a period of many years, and the community in particular came forward and really helped lead this, and we're seeing that again today, Commissioner Udaly. You continue the fine line of people who have helped steward these programs forward and continuing to innovate and keep us on the cutting edge and making things work, balancing all of these competing and important values, making sure that people have accessibility, making sure that equity is in the equation, making sure that we have vibrant, economically successful businesses in our neighborhoods, making sure that we achieve our climate action goals, and acknowledging the hard, cold fact, which is that assuming we maintain our preference to have an urban growth boundary and protect the wildlands outside of the urban growth boundary, that just means by necessity in the decades ahead we're going to continue to have more density inside the urban growth boundary, which means we have to find smarter transportation solutions. And I thought this was actually a very fun council session. I learned a lot today, and I always feel proud to be part of a city that has the community and government working together very effectively to help us be on the cutting edge of how to address these issues. And today is yet one more example. So thank you all for your great work, for your hard work. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted as amended. And we're adjourned.